Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first,
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show?
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh? You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Tuesday morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Weird day yesterday. You know, I left here, it was 11:30, something like that. Fogged in. Of course, we are close to the water here. And then I get home and the sun's out. And then, boom, about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, opened up. Torrential downpour for like 10 minutes, something like that. Sun comes back, and then downpour again about 4 o'clock. And then it clears out again, then it's going to rain again this afternoon, right?
See, in Medford, it was just hot and sticky, and then it dried out for about a half hour, and then the mugginess moved back in.
Okay. Well, it's going to be kind of sticky today with the rain coming in, but tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to set off a string of like 4 in a row. So, stuff we got coming up for you today. We got coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to do a win a grand in 60 seconds. We got 8:10 this morning. We're going to teach you how to save your family $800 a month.
This is the most important news that you'll hear all summer long. It's a lot of money, and it's not that hard.
Okay. Hey, what do we got coming up on the Brian Bellbusters today?
I'm calling a lady who works at a bank, and I'm going to just try to get change for $100.
Anybody watch the All-Star Home Run Derby?
Yep.
I think it's the end.
Is it over?
I don't know.
Man. Starts too late.
It does. It takes forever. But I'm excited about the All-Star game. The Sox have 5 players on the roster tonight. 3 of them will start because Chris Sale is going to start on the mound. You get Mookie leading off, and then you get J.D. Martinez batting 4th as the DH.
The only problem is, and we were just talking about this in the studio, the All-Star game is not really going to start till like 8:40 tonight. And we were talking about how the people complain about kids don't watch Major League Baseball anymore. Yeah. Well, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah, it's on too darn late. I'm not letting my 8-year-old stay up. He's got to get up for camp.
That's right.
Hey.
Got to get ready for his NBA life.
If they want kids to watch, they'd have the All-Star game on a Sunday afternoon. Just personal opinion, so there you go.
Right.
It's all about the money. Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Mornings.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to see. Can it be done? Can someone once again win a grand in 60 seconds? $1,000 from Century Bank is standing by to be won right now. And our player this morning is from Weymouth. And by the way, to the people of Weymouth, our hearts go out to you this morning, and particularly to the family of Officer Michael Chesnum. It's a horrible turn of events there over the weekend. So let's meet our player this morning. This is Catherine Worden, who is from Weymouth. Good morning, Catherine, and how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Okay. Catherine, you sound very confident very quickly.
I am very confident. Very confident.
Very, very confident. Wow. Now, here's what's going to happen. Ordinarily, this is your lucky day, Kevin, because LBF would be giving you the questions, and she is really mean. But she's on vacation this week.
Wow. And really smart, and I'm nice, but I'm not that bright.
Hank is much more forgiving, and he has come up with the questions today. So what's going to happen is Hank is going to give you 10 questions in 60 seconds. At any time, you can say pass if you're not sure about something. We'll come back to it if we have time at the end. You get all 10 right in 60 seconds. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. You all set to do this?
I'm all set.
Okay. Hank, are you ready?
I am ready to roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Catherine, how old are you?
66.
What's 4 times 52?
208.
When a drink is served on the rocks, it's served with what?
Ice.
Spell rhythm.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
What's the rock's real name?
Darren.
The PMC.
Darryl Johnson.
The PMC raises millions of dollars for Dana-Farber. What does the C stand for?
Cancer.
A Shakespearean sonnet consists of how many lines?
Oh, Lord. 6.
Whose daughter was the inspiration behind the Baby Ruth bar?
Cleveland's.
Scientist Gregor Mendel is considered the father of modern what?
Pass.
Who conducted the scores for the 3 original Star Wars films?
George Lucas. Oh, no.
Oh.
Time is up.
I know my error.
Okay, I know. You actually did very well. You got five right. And I was really impressed on the Grover Cleveland answer, too. That was good.
I was, too.
Very impressed.
Where'd you mess up here?
Okay. You were close on The Rock's real name. It's Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, Dwayne.
Yeah. The C in PMC stands for challenge. A Shakespearean sonnet has 14 lines.
I wouldn't have known that.
Gregor Mendel is considered the father of modern genetics. And John Williams of the Boston Pops.
I knew the second I said George Lucas, John Williams came into my mind.
You came out of the gate. Very, very strong.
So we have a consolation prize for you, a pair of tickets to Teresa Caputo Live, the experience at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium Wednesday, October the 10th. Ticket sales are on now. Lowell Auditorium, that's the LowellAuditorium.com. By phone at 978-937-8688 or at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium box office. So, thank you very much for playing. Have yourself a great day today and enjoy the show, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Now, for the nod to Weymouth.
Okay. Anybody else you want to play, you think you got what it takes, you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Enter to play online at WRR.com, and you could be chosen to play next. Okay, everybody, let's get right to it. Here's your Men from Maine 620 edition.
Well, to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into Bangor's fanciest store, Oh My God and Taylor's department store, and stops by the perfume counter when we hear...
Yes, may I help you?
Hey, yep, it's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
And I'm looking to get a bottle of that perfume from down in New Hampshire called A Whiff of Derriere.
Yeah.
And I'd like that gift wrap, please.
Oh, is this going to be a surprise?
Surprise? You bet it is. She thinks I'm getting her a diamond necklace.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
So this is a pretty cool thing. I think this is funny. You're going to enjoy this.
Two funny things for you, because we've got the new documentary on HBO about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind. A story that Billy Crystal has. But also, there was a new episode, another funny guy, Dana Carvey. He was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And another great impressionist. And here's some of the stuff Dana Carvey came up with while out with coffee with Seinfeld.
This is Neil Young Christmas album.
Yeah.
You better not cry. You better not pout, and I'm going to tell you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow.
That's funny.
Pretty good.
He is spot on.
He is funny. And then, it premiered last night on HBO, Robin Williams Come Inside My Mind. And here's a story that Billy Crystal told about how Robin used to call him all the time.
I'm watching Ronald Reagan's funeral, and the phone rings. And I go, hello. Bill? Hi, it's Ron Reagan. What a coincidence. I'm watching your funeral. Well, I just want to tell you that I'm in heaven now, and I'm at a party. I'm having a wonderful time. I said, oh, really? What's heaven like? Well, it's a lot hotter than I thought it was going to be. Really? You know, you may not be in heaven, sir. Maybe in the other place. Ooh, that would explain why I'm in a hot tub with Nixon and his balls are resting on the bridge of my nose.
Oh, my God. Wow.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
So how long did you last into the home run derby last night?
I watched about an hour and a half, but then my eyelids started to close.
I know.
The toothpicks fell out.
Yeah, I was about the same as you. I didn't make it to the end.
It was just too long, and we missed the dramatic finish.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, this is why, like, MLB is missing out. This is, I think, like, between World Cup and MLB, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My son Sam, he's 8. He watched every second of the World Cup.
Right.
I mean, it was on, you know, on Saturday. It was on at like 11. It was nice to just watch the sports. He and all his buddies, they all watched it. And I thought he was done playing soccer until he watched all of the World Cup. He's like, you know, I think I might
come back and play soccer again.
Like, yep. I feel like that's where MLB is kind of missing out because it's on so late.
You know, well, they started it at 8 o'clock, but each batter gets 4 minutes, and then they can take a timeout. I went to bed before the third round was even completed.
Okay, and what time's the first pitch in the All-Star game going to be tonight? Like 8:40 or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coverage starts at 7:30, first pitch 8:40. Too late.
Okay, way too late. Now, and Major League Baseball is constantly complaining about, well, you know, the kids aren't watching baseball anymore. Well, if you wouldn't put the freaking game on, at way past bedtime, they'd be watching the ball games.
And it's too bad. It was such a dramatic finish. You had the hometown team. The Nationals, Bryce Harper, 25-year-old, supposed to be the first $400 million player, and he was the batting home run derby champion last night. There it is!
Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile home run derby, and he loves it.
Let's go!
That was a 473-foot shot.
Wow.
He trailed 18-9 entering the final minute. He was facing Kyle Schwarber in the finals. He plays for the Cubs. Schwarber led 18-9. So Harper reels off 8 straight, 9 of 10. He gets some extra bonus time at the end because 2 of his home runs went over 440 feet. His dad was the pitcher, Ron Harper.
How cool is that?
He grooves one. He hits it 473 feet to win. And he did in front of his hometown fans, the Nationals. That's where the All-Star game is tonight. The Red Sox have 5 players, and 3 of them will start. Mookie Betts will be in right field and bat leadoff. Batting fourth will be the DH, J.D. Martinez, and Chris Sale, for the second straight year, has been named the starting pitcher.
He's great.
Now you also have Mitch Moreland and Craig Kimbrell representing the Red Sox. Max Scherzer, who plays for the Nationals, and that's where they're playing tonight, he gets the start. It's the second straight year that Scherzer and Sale face off in the All-Star game. Now, after the All-Star break, the Sox play 3 games in Detroit beginning Friday night. The Celtics have signed guard Walt Lemon Jr. to a 2-way contract. He played for Fort Wayne in the G League last year. And former Patriots wide receiver Randy Moss, who will be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame later this summer, he says the first time Bill Belichick ever called him on his cell phone, he thought it was a prank, and then he hung up.
Really?
And then the phone rang again. And it was Belichick telling Moss, hey, the Raiders are going to trade you to the Patriots if you can get here by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you know what Moss did? He was going into a club to party with his friends.
Yeah.
He says, I called my pilots. I made sure they were well-rested. The next
called
morning,
my pilots,
and I made sure they flew me up to New England. And that's when I arrived in time to sign with the Patriots.
Have you ever used that term, that phrase before? So I called my pilots.
No, I haven't.
Okay, just
I haven't even used it in a singular fashion either.
Just call my pilot. Yeah.
Right. You're going to pilot over there.
Yeah. Sports brought to you by the New England Honda dealers.
And I was just figuring, okay, so Bryce Harper last night, he hits total, you know, during the home run derby, he hit a total of 45 home runs. That is a season's worth of home runs in one evening.
Right.
Friends.
You must be tired.
Okay. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to got your Brian Bell Buster. And what are we doing? Is this the one about the bank?
Yeah, I'm going to call Nikki. She works at a bank and her coworker wanted to get her for her birthday. So I just called to try to get change for $100.
I get like 2 20s, 5 10s, 10 ones, and 40 quarters.
Sir, what's your last name?
Or could you do 400 quarters?
Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's your last name, sir?
Could I get 4,332 rubles, 2550 in yen, 0.003
sir?
Bitcoin, and 65 cents American?
Would you like to speak to a manager?
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Nikki and Aaron work at a bank, and it's Nikki's birthday. So Aaron thought Brian Bell Buster would be just right. So I'm going to call Nikki and try to just get change for
$100. Hello. Thank you for calling Cyber. This is Nikki speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Nikki. This is Jordan Belfort. I had $100 I was hoping you could help me with.
Sure. What can I help you with?
Well, you guys have, like, nice crisp bills. If I brought, you know, my $100 in, you could get me, like, 2 really nice crisp 50s.
Sure, sir. We can do that for you. Do you have an account with us?
And, well, you know what? You know, I'm thinking about it. Two 50s might not be enough, because then I gotta get some scratch tickets and stuff. Do you think I could get, like, 150, 120, a 10, a 5, and 15 ones? Would that be okay?
Sir, yeah, we can definitely get to that. We can definitely help you with that. But can I have your account number, please?
You know what?
Your account number. Do you have an account with us?
I'm just trying to think, because I might actually also be hitting, like, the foxy lady. So if I got two nice crisp 20s, you know, crisp 20s, then 110, a 5, and 45 ones. And the ones should be in pretty good shape, you know. You don't want...
Sir, we're a bank. We can definitely help you with that.
We can
do
that?
Give you any kind of bills you'd like, but
okay.
Do you have an account with us before we proceed? I need to see if you have an account, or we can open an account for you.
Oh, you could open an account?
Is that what you're trying to do? We can open an account.
Yeah, I don't have an account with you guys yet. Could I do, like...
Oh, excellent. So we can open one for you. I just need to ask you a few questions.
Sure. Could I get, like, two 20s, five 10s, 10 ones, and 40 quarters?
Sir, what's your last name?
Or could I... Maybe just 400 quarters. Could you do 400 quarters?
Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's your last name, sir?
It's Belfort. I'm just trying to think of all the different things I have to do with this $100. You know what I mean?
I understand. But before we get there, sir, and into how you're going to spend your money, I would love to open an account for you so that I can actually help you. And in fact, if you open up an account today, we will attach a savings account at no fee. So you're in luck.
Okay.
Can I have your address, please?
Do you guys do conversions? Could I get it in, like, rubles? I know, like, I looked up the rate because I have a trip coming up. Could I get, like, 6,316 rubles? 306,000. Yeah, rubles. Do you do rubles?
We deal in rubles, sir. We deal in American dollars. Can I have your address,
yen?
Please?
Do you do Bitcoin conversion?
No, we don't, sir.
So what I'd really like, because I have some international accounts.
I need to open an account for you first before we proceed. Can we do that?
I don't use American banks. I keep most of my money under my mattress. Would you be able to take the $100 and make it
open an account for you?
Well, could we do? All right. What if we did this? Could I get 4,332 rubles, 2550 in yen, 0.003 Bitcoin, and 65 cents American?
Would you like to speak to a manager? Because I think this is out of my scope.
Could you just deposit it into my Swiss bank account?
Sir, you don't even have an account with us. I'm not sure how I can do that.
I don't trust the American banking system.
I understand. However, we do need to have an account for you so we can transfer any kind of money anywhere. So can I please have your address?
I'm at WROR and the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bellbuster, Nikki.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is Brian Bell from Lorna Wally. And your coworker, Aaron, wanted to say happy birthday and make it memorable.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm going to kill him.
So happy birthday, and I'm sure she'll get you a nice card. Maybe with a crisp 20 in it.
I can't believe this. Oh, God, no wonder. I was like, this guy's not listening to me.
So have a great birthday.
Oh, you
Thank
guys
you.
Are awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, and we can help you get Erin back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, please. I would really like that.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, you got to get ready for the biggest play date of all time. Exploring the all-new Toy Story Land on Walt Disney World Vacation from WROR. Yep, you can win this. Enter today, WROR.com, for your chance to win. It's absolutely spectacular. You can win big, big time. Okay, this is monumental. A monumental report. Hank has been doing the research on this. And we're going to teach you right now how to save your family $800 a month. Wow. Go ahead, Hank.
While I am busy wasting my money on pallets of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, I try and save in other ways. Okay, so I saw this Forbes magazine, and Forbes.com, just put out this report about eating out during the summertime.
Yeah.
It's hot. Nobody wants to cook. Even if you have the ingredients at home, nobody wants to go outside and throw it on the grill.
Do it all the time.
So they found that if you order food from a restaurant, not like a fast food place or a pizza place, but like a restaurant, a nice restaurant in your neighborhood, a family restaurant, that the average meal with delivery is about $25.
Okay.
Okay?
That's for one meal.
And it would cost you about $5 to make it at home.
Okay? Really?
So you can save about $20 per person by just making the food at home.
So you're just talking like $20 for convenience fee.
Right.
Okay.
So now, if you order on average, if you order out 2.5 times a week, and I mean, Brian, 2.5 times a week is not out of the realm.
It seems so simple, and yet I know that I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because, I mean, just, you know, last week, like the last night that my wife was away and I was home with the kids, I'm like, we'll just get takeout. And then when she got home, we were all tired. Let's just go out to eat.
We're willing to pay for convenience.
Yeah. Kids have to eat. Do you know how you have to feed them like three times a day?
And they bring
and
friends
then
in the summer.
Snack that's right. All yeah, the time. I know. It's like you have to keep feeding people all day long. And it's, ugh. So that's why it's worth it to just here. Just here's food
but
that's
will,
already
you
made.
You will save what? $800
exactly.
a month?
So for instance,
I won't do it.
At 2.5 times a week, 10 meals per month, ordering takeout. For a family of four.
For a family of four, yeah. Okay.
That averages $800 a month savings. That's an enormous amount. And you know that that 2.5 times carries over into the fall. Really, you know, we cook more at home during the winter months.
It starts in the spring, too. So let's figure maybe it's going to be like 10 months. That's $8,000 a year. That's a lot of Amazon Prime Day.
That's a lot of money.
No, nope, not going to save any of it.
Not that hard to do.
It is. Well, someone has to feed the children.
That's a good point.
It costs more than a cup of coffee at my house.
Okay, you could hire a chef. They could cook for you for less than that.
Okay. You know, and speaking of, you know, ordering out and things like that, coming up at 7:25 this morning, we will ask the question, is this wrong? And it's something that I did while I was on vacation.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, Lauren.
It's restaurant related, so stand by. That's coming up at 7:25 this
You're
morning.
You're weird. I'm telling you now.
In the meantime, Men from Maine 7:25 edition is coming up next. Lem tells Ephus about his date with Betty Ann Rumpbutter.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time now for your 7:20 Men from Maine. Let's do it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus runs into Lem with $3 doolies when we hear...
Well, say, Lem.
Yeah?
Didn't you have a hot date last night with Betty Ann Rumpbutter from up Machias way?
Well, yes, I did.
Well, I hear she's a wild one.
Oh, yeah?
How'd it go?
Oh, pretty good.
What'd you do?
We went fishing.
Did you catch anything?
I don't think so. But I wore one of them purple aptics.
Again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, now get a load of this. Speaking of Men from Maine, Men from Maine once again this year is doing its share. It's helping out with the Pan Mass Challenge. And we invite you to please, we ask you to please get our new books. It's a new kids book called Men from Maine A to Z for PMC. Drawings by all of us. I mean, I might say that we have some real artists here on the staff.
Yeah, but J-Bo. Really.
J-Bo is amazing.
J-Bo is very good. But all of the kids from Dana-Farber who did the drawings for the book, for each letter, they did a drawing for each little word that we came up with.
Including our pedal partner, Cam Miller.
That's right.
Cam Miller did one. Like, it's really cool. My son Sam did an E. He did E as an F-E.
It's beautiful.
Did a great job. So all the kids contributed, and our really poor drawing skills were definitely illustrated.
The Lauren Owen self-portrait is the most amazing.
It's very Homer Simpson-esque,
right.
Lauren.
It's different.
Yeah.
Slash okay. Daffy
like
Duck,
it.
In a way.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so, hey, net proceeds go to the Pan Mass Challenge. You know, the goal this year is $52 million. You realize that the Pan Mass Challenge, since its inception, has raised over $500 million to fight cancer. We need your help, so please log on to WRR.com. Get the book. I think you'll enjoy it, okay?
Nice hardcover. It's nice.
It is.
Really
it's
cool.
A hardcover.
Looks
okay.
Good.
It's vacation story time right here on the Luna Wally Morning Radio program. So last week, I'm on vacation. And by the way, you can call in. You can judge me on this. You can give us a call, 617-931-1057. Just let me know if you think I'm wrong or right. Brian, for example, thinks I'm totally wrong on this thing. And I think Hank thinks I'm totally crazy on this thing. So I'm on vacation. I'm up in New Hampshire. And, spent a week up at Lake Winnipesaukee, which is, you know, a fabulous place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've known you 20 years, and you're still an enigma to me, Lauren.
Okay, so there's a restaurant I frequent, fairly often up there. It's a good place, relaxed, a nice little family place. And they do great pizza and sandwiches and stuff like that. But I'm feeling the need one night for fettuccine alfredo. I love fettuccine alfredo with chicken.
Okay? Oh, so
just
good!
Really spectacular.
Good white sauce.
And terrific white sauce. The thing. So I'm already, I'm thinking about this all day. The only thing is, when I have fettuccine Alfredo with chicken, I love sweet peas in it. You know, green peas.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
excellent.
So this place has it?
No, they don't have. They don't put the peas in it. See, it's good. Oh, I've actually gone in and ordered before, you know, and I've already. No, we don't have peas.
Well, that's not that. That's not that integral to the meal. You know, it's not the biggest part of the meal.
Like they don't have peas somewhere in the back. They could just throw in the.
No, apparently not. Okay. So I think, okay, that's no problem. So I go to the grocery store, and I pick up a bag of frozen peas, and I think, okay, this is going to be no problem. So, you know,
those are really great for vasectomies, by the way. Yeah.
That's true. I've heard that. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm getting ready to go out, and it's you know, throw the frozen peas in the microwave, and I cook them up real nice, and I put just a really nice serving in a Ziploc bag. And so I got the Ziploc bag of hot peas. I put in my pocket. I said, geez, these are really hot, you know. So,
hey, are those hot peas in your pocket?
Yeah, you're just happy to see me.
Oh, boy, it's just cold out.
So I go into the restaurant. I sit down, and I'm thinking, okay, I can't keep these peas in the pocket. So I take the peas, and I hide them behind the menu thing that holds the menu up, see? And so, and it's sitting like in this little high top table, like right in the middle of the restaurant. I say, okay, everybody's all around me. They're going to see what I'm doing here. So I kind of.
Are you by yourself or are there some other people with you?
No, not alone. And so I put my hand over the peas, kind of hide the peas. And so
Did anyone else at your table know what you were doing? Or is this a complete secret pea mission?
No, everybody. Everybody knew about the pea mission.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and so I put my order in. I said, I would like the fettuccine Alfredo with chicken, please. And grab a beer, you know, sitting there relaxing. And pretty soon, all the meals come, you know. And it's sitting right in front of me, and the waiter leaves and walks away. And so I'm thinking, very surreptitiously, I reach around, I grab the bag of peas. They're still nice and warm, by the way.
Sure.
And they'll hold the heat. And so I'm just ready to dump the bag of peas into the fettuccine Alfredo, and the waiter walks back up.
Oh, no. Is everything okay, sir?
And I'm dumping the peas in, and he just looks at me like I got three heads, you know. And he says, did you just dump your own peas in the fettuccine Alfredo? And I says, yeah, I hope you're not offended. And he says, no, I like that. Is that wrong?
Now, do they have Lauren Owens fettuccine Alfredo that's bring your own peas? Is that part of the...
Maybe they should put that on the menu. Right.
Well, my daughter last night, we went to... she's doing the Whole30 diet, and we went to Five Guys last night.
Yeah.
But she brought like a little ketchup mixture that she made at home from like organic with no added sugars or anything. So she brought it with her too, which I thought was weird.
Wow. And I thought I was the difficult one because I'm gluten-free and I just need, you know, hey, is there gluten in that? I can't eat it because of my, you know, celiac disease. But you guys are just weird.
We like to take everything we do to a new level.
Man.
Thank you very much. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, time for your Dirty Laundry Update. Let's get right to you. 7:45 Dirty on all the updates on the air here at WRY.
That's right. LBF's out, but I'll do my best. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. I've got the latest on Stranger Things. Johnny Depp, you know, his crazy lawsuit and how much people are making. But, okay.
Ooh.
Stranger Things.
You're really into this show.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm sure if you haven't binge-watched it yet on Netflix, do so, because you've got some time. But everyone's waiting for the next season, and yesterday... a little teaser came out, and it's so super 80s. It's basically, it's an ad for the new mall in Hawkins. Listen to this.
Birth, America, Indiana, Hawkins. A growing patriotic community and a shining example of the American dream. Today, Hawkins is taking another step into the future with the brand new Star Court Mall. Families, friends, and, of course, teenagers can come together to shop, hang out, dine, and enjoy. With retail options for every member of the family, including The Gap,
Walden Books.
And Sam Goody. Star Court Mall has it all. And don't forget, a state-of-the-art food court is just an escalator ride away, featuring America's favorite place to cool down.
I see Orange Julius.
Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Shop.
Ahoy.
The only thing missing was...
Ahoy.
Star Court Mall is one of the finest shopping facilities in America and beyond. So come on down. And remember, Star Court Mall
has it all.
StarCord is an all-American subsidiary of StarCord Industries and International Enterprise.
Okay, so we now know the new setting. And at the very end there, at the Scoops Ahoy, Steve was in the Scoops Ahoy outfit. He's the only member of the cast who was in Steve and his amazing hair.
I think he had Buster Brown's on, or was Tom McCann's?
Probably. And so I think we can see that the next setting is going to be at this mall, and we'll see what happens. But the teaser, probably it's going to be next summer. So we still have to wait. Okay, Johnny Depp. He's got that $25 million lawsuit against his former business managers. Yeah. They have settled it.
Really?
The trial was scheduled to begin August 15th. There's no word on terms, of course. But both sides says they're happy with the deal because Johnny had claimed his former managers wasted millions of his money. And they said, hey, you are living a $2 million a month lifestyle. That might have something to do with it.
$2 million a month. Okay.
Speaking of people with a lot of money, the highest paid entertainer list is out on Forbes. And I cannot believe how much George Clooney made.
And the amazing thing, he made it all by selling frozen peas for people who like fettuccine Alfredo.
No, he sold his Casamigos tequila brand, and he came in second on the list with $239 million last year.
$239 million. Wow, last year alone.
Second place.
Second. Who was in first place?
Floyd Mayweather Jr., $285 million.
That's why they call him money.
And all but $10 million of that came from the Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
And Conor McGregor finished 12th on the list with his $99 million.
Why wouldn't they fight again?
And so, you know, they have a lot of money. And I'm still amazed, Judge Judy, fourth on the list.
Really?
$147
million. Judge Judy. $147 million a year. Did you ever hear how she does her contract?
No.
Okay, once a year, the syndicators come in and say, okay, hello, Judge Judy, it's time to do a new contract. And she says, okay, I'll get it to you right away. And she writes down her number on a piece of paper, puts it in an envelope, gives it to them. And they take it out, they open it up, say, okay.
Well, apparently she wrote $147 million on that little piece of paper in the envelope. And the top music act last year, U2, $118 million.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh,
not too bad.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play games this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. It's always fun to play for $1,000 in cash. But let's go ahead and welcome our player this morning. His name is Brent Leyland. He's from Wenham. You know, is Wenham right next to Wareham? You know, Wenham, Wareham, Wadham? I don't know what it is. Anyway, how you doing?
It's beautiful morning, horse country up near next to Hamilton.
How you doing, Brent?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. So what do you do for a living, anyway?
I run a graphic design studio and marketing firm.
Graphic design studio. Okay.
It's wealthy. You live in Wenham.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and then bring up to speed on exactly what's going to be happening here in the next few moments. Now, Hank is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. Now, it's really true. You're lucky today because, as you know, LBF is on vacation this week. And you know how she is. She really picks the hard questions. But Hank's kind of a pushover. So this is pretty good for you.
Right.
Now, if you don't know the answer to a question, you can say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time at the end. And then the end result, if you get all 10 of them right within the 60 seconds allotted, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it?
Sounds pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, always sounds easy. Now, the proof is in the pudding. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Hank, are you ready to ask?
I'm ready to go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Brent, what kind of car do you drive?
An Audi.
If you have 5 quarters, 2 nickels, and a penny, how much money do you have?
Pat.
The United Nations headquarters is located in what city?
Geneva.
What was Elaine's last name on Seinfeld?
Pat.
What does someone have if they have pes planus?
Pat.
Who said, go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company?
Pat.
Where was the fortune cookie invented?
America, United States.
What's the scientific name for the white part of an egg?
Pass.
Who gave the Gettysburg Address?
Pass.
What is Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz?
Dorothy, pass.
All right. Man. If you have 5 quarters, 2 nickels, and a penny, how much money do you have?
Five quarters, two nickels, and a penny.
I'm so sorry to tell you your time is up here.
All we know is you drive a nice car.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Well, that's it, yeah.
And you eat Chinese food.
Okay. Actually, wow. You got two of them correct.
That was really, really bad.
You got two of them correct, yeah.
Oh, it's, the pressure's on. The pressure's on.
I know the pressure's on. It's a lot harder than it looks. But we do have a Hank. Would you go ahead and kind of fill him in?
Yeah, five quarters, two nickels, and a penny. That's $1.36. United Nations headquarters is located in New York City. Elaine Benes was on Seinfeld. If you have pes planus, you actually have flat feet. Mark Twain is the one who said, "Go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company." California in the United States is where the fortune cookie was
invented. We accepted the United States, so.
Albumin is the scientific name for the white part of the egg. Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. And Dorothy Gale is that lovely gal from Oklahoma. No, she's from Kansas.
From Kansas.
See? Kansas. I was hoping you would correct me.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
For you, we have a consolation prize this morning, a pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo live, the experience at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium, Wednesday, October the 10th. Tickets are on sale, lowellauditorium.com, by phone at 978-937-8688, or you can simply go to the Lowell Memorial Auditorium box office. And thank you very much for playing the game today. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the show, okay?
Thanks.
You bet.
Nice job, bro.
Anybody else? You want to play? You got to qualify. You qualify by registering. Log on to WROR.com. Fill out the application. We could be calling you. You could be playing for $1,000 from Century Bank right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Already gone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the Lauren and Wally Special Report.
Danger is lurking on the beaches of New England.
Okay, so where do you want to start? You want to start with the sharks? Because they got sharks on the Cape.
Yeah,
right?
Another shark off of Chatham yesterday.
Oh, really?
Nauset Light.
Oh.
Little shark swimming around, eating a seal.
Okay.
And then an hour later, they let everybody go back into the ocean, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he's just been satisfied for 15 minutes. Maybe that was a snack.
It could have been a
snack seal for that
shark appetizer.
Maybe. What, do you think he swam 5 miles away? No, you just can't see him anymore.
Yeah, but you should be able to swim right after he eats because he's going to stop for half an hour, right?
Yeah, but what about his buddies? He's got to have a couple of friends.
Nah, they swim, alone.
Oh, is that what they do?
Their alone territory. Sharks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then now get a load of this. What's happening up in Gloucester?
Well, in Gloucester the other night.
You think the sharks are bad.
Right,
get
beautiful
a load of this.
Downtown Gloucester. It's a beautiful spot. You got the Beauport Hotel. It's gorgeous. The guy goes in. He's got a pizza. He's sitting there on a bench.
Yeah.
He puts his wallet on top of the pizza. He's having a soda.
Oh, it sounds like a Men for Maine episode.
Right.
You should put a bucket on top of it.
Well, the lady across the street was holding the anvil, but it was too heavy to cross.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, sure enough, a seagull swoops down, grabs his wallet, and flies off.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the Beauport's a very expensive place to stay.
Yeah.
But it flies up onto a nearby building, two-story building, and flies up to its nest. No, it's the guy's wallet. Luckily enough, there are a couple of city volunteers who are stringing lights for an upcoming town event. They use the bucket truck.
Really?
To go up, distract the seagull, get the guy's wallet.
Did they get it back for him?
They got the guy's wallet back. But apparently he was planning for Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, and the seagulls are getting bad up in Gloucester.
They are.
Wow.
Our microphones were there.
Hey, sounded like money to me. If you want to learn how to get rid of them, just go to WROR.com.
And if you really want to see something ugly on the beach, the new high-heeled, you know what?
They're Crocs!
Yeah, Crocs are coming out with high heels.
Crocs, baby. They're supposed
enjoy those, man.
Supposed to be very, very comfortable and fine for dancing.
Okay, Hank is here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. No, really, I'm serious about this. We need some help here. From somebody who knows something about swimming pools. So Brian Bell, he goes out. Two weeks, right?
The heat finally got to me this year. And I have two little kids, and all of our friends have pools, and waiting to get an invite to a pool. I'm like, you know what? Just sitting in the backyard, fine. I went down to Walmart and dropped $200 on one of those, 42-inch deep, 14 feet around.
You got a deal.
It's got a, yeah.
Cheap, perfect, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did that 4th of July, the 3rd of July. Yeah. So I set it up 4th of July. We sat out in the pool. We filled it. Great. I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever done. Then the next day it turned green.
Okay.
So I had some friends that gave me some advice. I put some stuff in it. I got another day goes by. back to blue. Good.
Good.
Now,
good.
It's like a couple of weeks in. Now, yesterday, another hot day, I'm back to green. And I'm like, oh, my God. So my friend who, you know, has been helping me out is Sam.
Well, see, the problem is your friend who's been helping you out. He understands this stuff because he's a gene. You know,
he's a professor of chemistry.
Because you need to understand, like, the pH balance and everything.
He's a chemist.
I am not. And I am quickly realizing after my trip to the pool store yesterday, I don't think I'm a pool guy. Because I stood there staring at the wall.
You were chemicals. So excited about the pool.
I know, but now I'm like, I don't know. We're making the pros and cons list, and this trying to get water to be actual.
If you think you can help, Brian, give us a call 617-931. Hang on, this might be it. Yeah, hi, this is Lauren Wise Show. You got help for Brian?
Well, first of all, tell him not to be a cheapskate and get a big in-ground pool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll go out and do that. That's a great idea. That's not even an option. I could barely afford the $200 one.
Do you have any pool experience?
Oh, I've got a pool for 15 years.
Okay, good. Okay, no. Okay, nice. Let me ask you the really important question. So the water's green. How bad can it be for you? I mean, the kids can swim in green water, right?
The ocean's green.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can swim in it, but also if you want to put an olive in it, you got a martini.
So you're very helpful.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot.
No, I mean, okay. It's just a matter of circulating the water with the chemicals in it. The water's got.
But which chemicals? I stood there staring at the wall of chemicals.
Do they have it, like any
clarify,
like
alkaline,
one kind of thing? Okay.
I'm like,
dump
this
a bucket
is
of this in and you're good to go. Or
it's
you
ridiculous.
Have to mix it.
So algae, eater, and some chlorine and shock.
See?
Okay.
Everybody, that's what everybody says. Oh, just shock it.
Yeah,
you got to shock
it. Some chlorine and a little algaecide, and you're good to go.
And then
the other thing is, that can't be real good for the kids.
Here's the other reason I knew that now this.
You're not worried about the kids. We're worried about the color of the water.
I want the water to look good. Who cares what happens to the
kids? That's right, yeah.
But this is why I really know I made a mistake. Because I thought, oh, $200, I'm great. This is perfect.
Can't miss.
My wife yesterday says, you know, if we're going to keep a pool, I think I'm going to need like a pool house with a bathroom in it.
Hey, what's going on out there, man?
Right next to the deck.
Can't have the kids drinks in the house, man. Come on.
Making
what are you
mess.
Doing?
It's
you
awful.
Out of your mind?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.